Imam Khomeini was very astute politically and very socially aware of the oppression of this world. Not just the oppression that took place in Iran, but the oppression that took place throughout the world, the oppression that took place in South Africa, the oppression that took place in America. And so after the students stormed the American embassy and took many of the embassy personnel as prisoners, he immediately ordered that anyone that was Native American, African American, Hispanic, or female be released and sent back to America because of the oppression that the American government has systematically put on them throughout the history of that nation. And over here in America, when that happened, of course, the news would be. They would interview different people that were Hispanic or African American, and they would only show you the interviews were like, well, no, we stand 100% with America, blah, 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 blah. They didn't show the effect that it really had on people. And as an individual, I know because I lived in the projects, I lived in the ghetto. His movement in doing that had a supreme impact on individuals because they realized that all of their struggles and all the oppression that they went through on a daily basis. That somebody else outside of this country knew about it and cared and recognized it and gave it legitimacy. So there was a demonstration a few months later in Washington, D.C. At this point, I lived up in New York, in Brooklyn. And we all came down for the demonstration. It was huge. It was filled up Lafayette Park. We were all women, children, strollers, brothers. We were all sitting there in salat lines getting ready to pray our Zohar prayer. Everyone was peaceful, quiet. They had called the adhan. We were waiting for the iqamah. And all of a sudden, the police just descended on us with their batons, beating us on the head. Horses from the back. So, as you got up to try to leave, the horses and the police from the back crashed in on you, running over you. So, you were trapped, and people were grabbing babies, even babies that weren't their own. Like, I had three kids. Fortunately, I was around people that I knew, and they grabbed some of my kids. I grabbed one, they grabbed one. We all tried to avoid the horses and the battalions and everything else. So, there was this very bloody demonstration. Very bloody. Many people were hospitalized. 203 or 206, something like that, people were arrested. And this took place during Ramadan. They went on a hunger strike immediately, and some of the brothers and sisters stayed, and they had a hunger strike outside Congress and outside the White House for them to be released because there was no reason for them to hold them. They hadn't even charged them with anything. So, what the U.S. government did to defuse the situation. Is they transported all 200 plus prisoners to New York City. But before they released them, what they did is on the TV stations, they had pictures of the Cui Center where they were going to release them to. Teletyped across the front of the screen was the address. This is before they were even released, allowing American public in their anger and hostility to know where to go. To gather, they had no idea why these people were being held. They only knew that they were Iranians, and all of them were even weren't Iranians. A lot of them were Americans, but there was such a hatred for Iran and for Muslims at that time. So what we did is we called Greyhound. Greyhound, rented a bus to come pick up some people. They drove up with their buses. They saw the crowd. They turned back. We called Trailways. They drove up, saw the drunk crowd, turned back.
In New York last night, an angry crowd temporarily kept the Iranians from boarding buses to travel to Washington. The Iranians had been released from federal detention Tuesday night after all but three were found to be in the U.S. legally.
So then we started calling them masjids because in New York City there's like masjids on almost every corner in certain aspect areas, of Manhattan and Brooklyn. They were all too busy with their tarawih prayers to come help their Muslim brothers out. All of a sudden, we hear this honking of horns, okay, and they're driving through the crowd. These vans are driving through the crowds, okay, and they pull up to the front of the masjid and they get out almost in paramilitary style. And the American Indian Movement and the Black Liberation Army had seen what was going on TV, taken and rented their own vans, drove up there to take our brothers and sisters out to safety. And the reason they did that was because of their love for Imam Khomeini, because of the way he released the prisoners taken that were Hispanic and African American and Native American and women. They realized that he stood for truth. And so they were going to help out in this way.